What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show, friend of the show. He's back at it in Columbia, South Carolina. The Allen Yellow Jacket is my man, Sean Walker, looking fresh as can be over there. What's up, Sean?
And I try my best, my brother. How are you? Good to be here. Always good to chat with you on and off the camera.
No doubt, but hey, I'm good, man. Enjoying vacation here, man. Go to Hawks camp here in a little while, man. So pick a plane. I got Hawks camp, got the draft. I'm going to Guadalupe vacation, and I'm summer league. And so, hey, and then I'm going to be chilling the rest of the summer.
Oh, I understand. We're trying to get organized as well, trying to get recruits, get the returning players situated, trying to just figure out how the culture here is working. So we're doing a lot of that too. And then hopefully I can go on vacation as well and come back and go to work here in August.
I hear that, Sean. I'll tell you, man, what about this opportunity really – struck you well to say, hey, I want to go to Allen here. I want to help this team in the SIAC there, man, and get back into the saddle, man.
Well, getting back in the saddle is what's most important. You know, having the opportunity to be a head coach again was enormous. You know, I have an opportunity to work for a rising star athletic administration and Joshua Cox, who was in the SWAC. He was actually in the SWAC office when I was down at Grambling. You know, creating a phenomenal synergy with him. And then just the opportunity, man, to be in this business that I love. I mean, it's difficult when you get out, and it's very difficult to get back in. And so being wanted feels good. It feels important, particularly when sometimes, you know, as coaches, we get thrown out on our backs like a dog. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm excited about this opportunity. I'm excited about what Allen University has to offer. In South Carolina's most powerful city, which is the capital, and we're looking forward to getting going and hopefully turning this program around.
I saw you had some tryouts as well back there in May. So, how did tryouts go? Did you find some guys you can use going forward?
Well, it was amazing, man. I had 74 participants. All right, 74 participants in a gym with functioning five baskets that day, and really only three coaches. So the turnout was phenomenal. I'm looking forward to having a prospect camp for the underclassmen coming up in August. But there was a lot of talent there. Obviously, when you have 74 kids, you can't adequately evaluate everybody, you know. So although the 74 was great, obviously we probably need to evaluate some people again with a little smaller pool of candidates. So that we can get a good idea of who was there, who wasn't. But it was a great day for Allen basketball, a great day for this university to have that many prospective students on campus, because obviously we need to look at building enrollment.
100%, Sean, and you know, man, I know to take up a new job is always trying to figure out who you're going to return back, who you're going to, you know, find the right mix. So how has that been trying to see who's already on the roster, who you want to keep, and also recruit guys to want to come there and play for you, knowing you have a history of coaching good basketball from Grambling, or at least the C-State as well, so if they know you coach ball, you have to get them get better. So how's that been, man?
So this has been unique. You know, we're in the obviously everybody knows we're in the transfer portal era. In this era, we see really good players transfer out. We see guys that play a lot transfer out. We see people that don't play much transfer out. Programs are successful. Guys transfer out. Programs are not successful. Reason for guys to transfer out. And so, I walked you to the water with that, because when I walked in to meet with the team on the first night, there were 19 guys in the room. All right. Wow. 19 guys that are already here on campus, okay? And nobody in the transfer portal. Nobody in the transfer portal. So I think that says a lot about Allen University, in the sense that it may not be what people think is Duke or Carolina, but the young men that are here like to be here. They love to be here. They could very well have a transfer or look to other places. So obviously, you know, coming in, my thing was I don't want to come in and cut players' heads off without having a chance to work with them. All right. So I wasn't going to come in and get rid of everybody and say, well, okay, I didn't recruit you, I didn't do this. When I took this job, that meant I'm coaching the people that are also in the locker room. All right. I took the job because I wanted to embrace the young people that are here and give everybody a fair chance. So that's what we're doing. Now, obviously, I'm down to 10 guys now, and some of those guys jumped off the ship because they wanted to, or I have a couple academic casualties. So it's good to have a foundation of young people that want to be at Allen. And now I'm going out to recruit and add to that bunch. And our overall motto is I'm looking for guys that need Allen. All right. I'm looking for guys that have a good understanding of what Allen University is, who we are, what we have, what we don't have. And then, you know, you come to Allen and make Allen your Carolina, your Duke, all right? You make Allen your Kentucky, make Allen your University of Michigan. If you do that and treat it that way in your mind, then we'll start winning like Carolina, and we'll start winning like Duke, we'll start winning like Kentucky. I'm looking for, this is going to be a hard hat program. This is what it is. I'm trying to find people that will embrace the hard hat nature that we are going to operate in, long bus rides, down and backs, late practices, early morning practices. I need people to embrace those things and like me, feel like they have something to prove, that they're trying to breathe a life into their playing career, as I'm trying to breathe life into my coaching career. And I'm looking forward to this challenge, man. I'm excited about it and ready to get the ball rolling.
And you know, anybody in Atlanta, Sean's my guy, so go play for that brother. That's my guy. So it's easy drive is Columbia to Atlanta. So anybody in the Atlanta area.
That's right. That's right.
Go play if you really got a key. If you really can play, just don't hit my man out.
That's right. Gotta be able to play. Gotta be able to play.
He already had been to play. My man got to win. He has to that's win, right. People.
That's right. That's right.
So now, right. Black, you said you in a good spot, Columbia, man. Like, it's a booming city, man. Like, recruiting wise, you said, you also down the road networking for your job academically. So, because basketball stops for all of us. Like, for me, football stopped. Now I'm in media. So, once the game passes you by, some fall back on. So, being in Allen and being in South Carolina, being in Columbia, the capital of the state, connections, networking to get you a job, have people in your network. So, once the ball stops bouncing for you, you can do something with your life besides to get a basketball.
We are selling Allen University being in South Carolina's most powerful city. And that's exactly who we are. If you go down the street there around the corner, about a half a mile, you're at the state capitol. That's where all the decisions are made. The South Carolina bar is up the street. All right, that's where the laws are made. If you go around the corner 3 or 4 miles down the road, you know, there's all kinds of decision-making mega buildings that we join this community, we join in this community with, all right? And so that should substantiate exactly who Allen University is. I know there's a university across the street from us. There's a university, a mega university down the street from us. There's a community college down the road from us. We're sitting in a college metropolis, so to speak. And what does the University of South Carolina, outside of being major and big and, you know, in the SEC, they don't sell anything that we don't sell. What does Benedict College sell that we don't sell? They're downtown, we're downtown. They're in Five Points, we're in Five Points. They're in the capital, we're in the capital, all right? Benedict College is private school, we're private school. They got a basketball court, we got a basketball court. We're all the same. Now, what we do here with our culture is going to determine how we are able to win like those places, how people think about us and what they'll think about us if we sell what we have, all right? And so we're going to concentrate here on selling what we have and selling good people for the marketplace, for the workplace, all right? We can graduate good students. We got classrooms here just like they do everywhere else, all right? We're going to educate our young people. We're going to graduate our young people. They're going to go out into the society and be an ambassador for this university and for this community, and that's going to help us build for the future. I always tell people, you know, if I want to go to Nashville or I want to come to Atlanta and I ask you where a good restaurant is, you're going to give me what your favorite one is, and I may have never heard of it, right? But I'll probably eat there because you said, oh, man, you got to go to this place, all right? Mm-hmm. That's advertisement due to your experience, your dining experience, all right? So we have to increase the student athlete experience, athletic experience here. So when they leave, they'll go back to their community and say, you should go to Allen. You should go play for Sean Walker. You should go play for Takar Tolan. You should go play for Teddy Keaton. You should go to Allen because it has a great criminal justice program. You should go to Allen because the teachers there love you. And now people who may not even have heard of Allen may enroll because your reviews are good. And so that's what I'm trying to bring here. I'm trying to bring that kind of excitement here. I want our reviews to be good after year one.
100%. I'll do my best to help you too, my brother. You know that. I got your back on that, man. And you know what, Sean? How's it been meeting these guys, 10 guys you have left, man? Bill, I think it's funny for me always being in Bill Lynch's guys. How funny has that been to get to know these young men and get them to know, you know, who you grew up by as a man, know about you, your son, what he's doing and your family, how much you believe in family and get together. How's it been meeting these young men, Allen, who are still there with you as you all build this thing out?
Well, it's unique because I've only been with them about 4 or 5 times. Even now, I met them the first night on April 13th. And then we've been together 4 or 5 times from there, and then I sent them home. Well, of course, they went home. I didn't get here till May. And then, you know, we have weekly Zoom meetings now, which is a great time for us to connect. Most of those connections, though, are me updating them. And so that process is going to be ever going. But what I wanted to do is make them feel comfortable that I was not coming in here to cut their heads off. All right. I'm going to give you a fair. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to be here at the end. It just means that it's your choice. All right. You have the option of knowing that the culture here is about to change. The way that I want to do business here has got to be the premium here. I need 10 toes down. All right. I need all hands on deck. And now we're going to be able to operate together because I'm going to get your full cooperation. And so the young people that are still here have bought into that 100%. At this point, at least, we haven't spent a week together yet or back to back or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we have to develop relationships with these young people now. And their relationships, a lot of times that people on the outside don't understand. They only watch coaches when the game's going and he's mad and he's not smiling. And, you know, he's reinforcing the things that he's done in practice. And they think, oh, you don't have a relationship with the kids. You're able to coach like that because you do have a relationship with the kids. And so we got to develop relationships. Obviously, this first year and this first few months is going to be very important because not only do I have to develop a relationship with the old guys, but I have to have a relationship with the new guys and make them intertwine in relationship-wise. So this is to me, that's exciting, all right? I mean, obviously, we're going to expect that we're going to be one band and one sound. And you know, I'm the leader in that equation, and you know, we hope to be able to come in and and make those things really, really click together so we can change the culture here.
No doubt. And you know, you're playing Clark and Morehouse, or you don't know that yet?
Man, I know we got about 15 games before we get to them. So, so I'm not sure. I'm trying to get to the first practice. You're talking about Clark and Morehouse.
Well, I'll make sure I see you play, brother. I'm trying to make sure that
when the schedule come out, I'll send it to you. But Clark
please,
and Morehouse.
Please do, my brothers. I want to be to support you, brother.
Clark and Morehouse are two programs, historic programs in this league. I'm not looking forward to coming. I like to go to Atlanta, but I don't know if I want to come down there with that smoke just yet.
Hey, I'll take you out to eat, man. That'll be a surprise.
I'll
make you worth your while, man. But yeah, I love it. I love it, man. So yeah, man. So I know your son's down at Murray State, man. Playing in the Missouri Valley Conference with Steve Prohm. How excited he's gonna be up in Murray, man. I'm glad he got his degree as well and graduated from Mercer, man. So I'm very proud of him as well, man.
Yeah, I'm very proud of my boy. He's done extremely well. I will say that he's getting everything out of this college basketball experience that can probably be gotten. You know, he had a tough experience at George Washington his freshman year. He had a great experience at Tallahassee Community College where he was first team all panhandle. He went to Mercer with Greg Gary. Greg Gary's a great coach, great man. I was not happy that my son decided to transfer out of there. He did that, made a decision, but Coach Garris was great. Mercer University was great to him. Now he's moved on to play for Coach Prohm at Murray State. Murray State's big time. I mean, when I went to that campus the first time and saw the resources there and saw the things that they have to offer, you know, obviously he's going to finish his master's degree really quickly, which is a great thing and an expectation at home. But I'm excited for him. He's excited. He's there. He's happy. You know, we talk every day. And so, again, this Allen University job was a blessing for me. I'm going to be able to set the schedule and set the practice schedule and be able to get off on the road and go watch him play and come back. And I do talk to my players about him and talk to people about him, not only because I'm proud of him, but also because, you know, I feel like I've coached him since he was a little boy. And he's listened some and he hasn't listened some, but it's been really good. Been a good, really good process. Yeah.
So, man, I appreciated you saying that, man, because it's kind of like this, man. You know, like, I feel like how you and your son is kind of how me and my daddy is.
Right.
Because my dad was a coach, too, and like I said, some things he asked me to do, I didn't do. You know? But right. The fact that you all still love us no matter what, man, is what right. counts.
And one of the things, I tell you what, when you have a father that's a coach or people that coach you and they love the game like I do, sometimes the message gets aired, right? And so one of the things that I can say out of that process is, and I'm sure that you, just by virtue of what you're doing now, is that you learn how to work, right? And yes. I think that's my son's biggest attribute is he knows how to work. Now I call him often. He's in the gym. He's, you know, he's naturally smart. I never hear him talk about studying. He's always doing something else, but his grades are always really good, and he knows how to work. And so learning how to work and being not afraid of work will help you be successful in life once the ball stops. And so, I'm proud of him for that.
No doubt. Last one I got for you, Sean, man. What are some cool food spots in Columbia, man, when I come down there and see you, man? Where should I go to?
Man, I'm just getting started, man. I'm just learning, man. So I can't really tell you yet. Give me about another month.
Okay.
We got a couple. You know, I like seafood, so I like to go to the seafood market and pick it out and let them cook it for me. So there's one up the street here, Palmetto Seafood Market. See, everybody don't like places like that. I like mom and pop, right? I like mom and pop. Walk in, get the food. It's not all that aesthetically pleasing all the time, and the food just like you cook it at home. So by the time you get ready to come down here and check me out, man, I'll have the food places for you.
Yeah, man, because like I said, so after July 30th, man, I'm free.
I got you. Well, let's just get done, man. Let's get together, man. We'll get together soon, and definitely I'll come to Atlanta and go somewhere and eat. I like good soul food down there. Pascal's is a place I know about. Oh, there's another place called Tea Room. The lady got Tea Room. I can't think of the name of it, but I like to go there when I come.
Well, I got you, brother. Hey, wherever you want in Atlanta, I got you for food wise. I know all the spots that you want to go and some you don't know. I got you, brother.
I got you, brother. I got you.
Hey, Sean, good to see you, man. As always, my brother, I'm so happy for you, my guy. We'll get together real soon, my brother.
Thank you very much, brother. Always good to talk to you.
All right, man. Be easy, brother.
Same to you.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.